if you're a Christian, and even if you're not a Christian, you know, Christianity is supposed to be about joy. And everybody has some understanding that Christian joy is supposed to be there in spite of circumstances. The Bible says that there is a joy available that is not supposed to be subject to circumstances. And I always have to wrestle with that. I have to say to myself, why do these things affect me so much? Why is it that there's not a relentlessness about my joy? So the Bible very clearly says that there is a joy available. And that joy should make us at least quietly happy, no matter what the circumstances. That there's a joy that the deepest trouble can't put out, and that if properly nourished and properly nurtured, can coexist and even overwhelm the greatest grief. Now, there's plenty of places where that's just stated. You know, when Jesus, in John chapter 17, he prays before the Father, just before he's leaving this world. And he says, Father, he prays for us. He prays for his followers. And he says, I pray that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. And one chapter earlier, he's speaking to the disciples, and he says, you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Now, that's pretty amazing. You know, he knows who he's talking to. He's talking to his 12 disciples. And he says, no one will take the joy away from you that I'm going to give you. And he's speaking to men who are going to be persecuted. They're going to be robbed of everything they own. They're going to be tortured. They're going to be put to death. And Jesus says, I'm giving you a joy now that can stand up to that. It can stand up to anything. None of these things, disease and persecution and alienation and loneliness and torture and death, nothing will be able to take it away. And I sit around and I wonder, do I have that kind of imperviousness about my joy? Not at all. Why not? Partly because I don't think we understand the nature of this. What is it made of? Romans 8 is all about living in a suffering world. Living in a world of brokenness. Up in chapter 8, if you go a little earlier than the place that we pulled this out of these verses, you go up to verse 17 and 18. Paul says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not... You know, he's talking about that. Sufferings. And a little bit later, he's talking about trouble and persecution and nakedness and poverty and danger. And he's talking about how do we live in a world like that. And then these verses, these three verses, they're very, very famous. I believe in these three verses, you've got three principles. Verse 28, our bad things turn out for good. Verse 29, our good things can never be lost. And verse 30, the best things are yet to come. Paul tells you, if you follow Christ, your bad things turn out for good, your good things cannot be lost, and your best things are yet to come. Those are the reasons for your joy. Do you understand those three things? Let me help. Number one, verse 28, our bad things turn for good. It's rendered here in English, but here's the literal translation. It says, for those loving him, God works together all things for good. To those loving him, God works together all things for good. Let me give you an ABC implication of this first principle. ABC, three implications. First of all, it says that all things happen to Christians. The first implication is Paul is teaching, and this is, by the way, extremely important for you to understand this if you're going to have a kind of relentlessness and an imperviousness to your joy. Okay? The first thing this tells us is that Christian circumstances are no better than anybody else's. The first thing this tells us is that terrible things happen to people who love God. Many Christians explicitly teach, and most Christians implicitly believe, that if I love God and if I serve God, then I will not have as many bad things happen to me. There's terrible things that can happen, you know. There's horrible things that can happen. But they're not all going to happen to me. No, I believe, I serve, I love God. And so these things are not all going to happen to me. By and large, my circumstances will be better. And this text tells us, and experience,